Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
888-808-1019. Mario in Long Beach is on the fan. Hi, Mario. How are you?
What's going on?
How you doing, Mario? Joe. Good. I'm good, man.
So I'm going to be 70 on Christmas Eve. So
happy birthday, bro.
Well, not yet, but
it's coming up. I mean, you know, my birthday's next month. I'll be 71, so I'm starting to move into the 70s now. You know,
so I'll always talk to you, and I'll say you're 1 year ahead of me.
There you go. You got it, man.
Yeah. At least we go back to being able to watch the Jets last Super Bowl.
Yes,
and hopefully we see another one.
Yeah, the last one, the only one. We hope so. We hope so, Mario.
So I got a quick point on Alonzo, then a quick point on Judge, if I may.
Go.
First on Alonzo, what I don't understand, maybe you could explain this to me. Alonzo, his personality, he's kind of a little weird, you know. Remember he was like humping the railing one time?
He is a little strange, I'll give you that, yes.
And how about when he got hit so many times and nobody ever stepped up?
Yeah. I know. It was terrible. Look, it wasn't just him, though. Like how many times when Showalter was the manager did we see Mets get hit and they did nothing about it, right? And it wasn't just Alonzo. He got hit more than anybody else. But how many constantly Mets were getting hit? Not as bad this year, but, you know, certainly when Buck was there, no doubt about it.
Could you imagine if somebody hit Judge, the whole team would be out there?
Yeah, right. You would think so. You would think. It's true. Yeah. You would think so.
Now, my quick point on Judge, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure, of course.
Great hearing you on the air.
Thank you.
Your Saturday shows are good, too. I listen to them also.
Thank you.
So what I want to say about Judge is they just got to get – if they could get somebody like a Vladdy Guerrero, right, along those lines to bat behind him, that problem goes away completely.
Well, if they had Soto.
If he goes on base,
they've got Soto batting behind them. That would be pretty good, right?
Well, but the problem with that is then it hurts Judge's RBIs because when he gets up, he doesn't have Soto on base.
Yeah, well, right? Okay.
He's got 104 RBIs right now. He's pacing for 148. When's the last time somebody had a...
You're talking about Judge. No, you're talking about Judge. Yeah, no, right.
But that's because, Joe, Soto's ahead of him.
He's got nobody hitting behind him, Judge. You know, he did when Stanton was healthy and when he's actually having a pretty decent year until he got hurt. But who's hit? Austin Wells? I mean, come on. I mean, in all due respect, right? Gleyber Torres?
The point is, I'll hang up and listen to your response because I know you got a lot of other calls. But the point is, if Soto gets on base, they're not going to walk Judge to make first and second.
Well, we've seen it happen. Have seen that happen. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, and Mario, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. When they played the Mets, the series at Shea Stadium, the series at Citi Field, oh my God, the series at Citi Field, and I think Mendoza did that. He walked Judge after Soto was on. I remember the first game when Quintana pitched, the first game they played the Mets this year, right? They walked Judge like three times in that game. That's the game where Diekman, who's now, God knows where he is now, when Diekman struck him out in the ninth inning. So, yeah, I don't know. Look, Judge's. I mean, look, there's no disputing the greatness of Judge. Yeah, he's going to drive in about 150 runs. I tell you, I always say this, and I want to give credence every now and then, especially when we start talking to RBIs. I know they've kind of tried to, you know, knock down the importance of RBIs, which to me is nonsense. What's more important than driving the run in? I don't know. But nevertheless, the all-time record for RBIs is 191. And it was set, I believe, Dolph could look this up, somewhere in the 30s, maybe 1936, by Hack Wilson of the Chicago Cubs. 191. It is a record that will never be broken. Lou Gehrig has the American League record. I think it's 184. There is no way anybody, and I mean, look, we've seen some big RBI years. I think Manny Ramirez had about 160 one year with the Red Sox. I think he did. I have to check that out, too. But,
you know. Right on, by the way, Joe.
What year? Was 36, was it?
1930.
1930 for Hack Wilson?
Yeah, 191.
Right. And the American League record is Lou Gehrig, 184. I'm not sure when that is.
Yeah, it's actually 185, according to Baseball Reference.
Oh, okay.
But there was also a game where he had RBIs called back.
Gehrig did?
Because he passed somebody on the,
really?
On the base pass, I think.
Really? Yes. Oh, that's crazy. And so the highest, if you could look this up, maybe Pete or Dove, one of you guys, since that, what is the, in the last, let's say, 50 years, what's the most RBIs by anybody? Is it Manny with 160 or something like that?
Correct, 165.
Is that what he had?
Yeah, 1999.
Oh, that's so 99. So was that with the Indians or was that with the Red Sox?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Red Sox, Pete says.
Was it with Boston? He was, right? He was there in 90. He wasn't with Cleveland in 99? Check, make sure, because I don't know. He was on that 97 team that won the pennant, Manny, in Cleveland.
He was Cleveland. You're right.
Okay. So that's it. 100, which is an absurd amount. 165. And even that is, almost is 25 less than Hack Wilson. So that's an unbelievable record. And, we talk about the unbreakable record. Cy Young, 511 wins. Nolan Ryan's got 7 no-hitters. I don't think anybody's going to touch that. There's other records out there, too. I don't know if anybody's going to hit 73 home runs again. Maybe Aaron Judge. I don't know. Pete, you want to say something?
Sammy Sosa, by the way, was the next in line. He hit 100. He got 160 in 2001.
Okay, 2000. So that's the same year that Bonds hit 73 home runs, right? 2001, right?
2001,
and he had 158 in 98.
Who's that?
Sosa.
Sammy?
Sosa.
Yeah. Wow. Manny had, which this is so ridiculous, though, and this is why I how I feel about the steroids. Okay? So Manny Ramirez, 165 RBIs, should be in the Hall of Fame. He's not, for obvious reasons. Sammy Sosa, over 160 twice? Is that what you're telling me? Twice.
158 the second.
Oh, 158, and what was the other, 160 what?
160.
160, and he's not in the Hall of Fame, Sammy Sosa, right? I think he's the only guy to hit 60 home runs at least 3 times, right? Didn't he do that, too? Something like that. Unbelievable. I don't want to get into the whole steroid thing because they all should be in the Hall of Fame. Every freaking one of them. So I don't want to.
What's your thoughts on Pete Rose?
Oh, of course he should be in. By the way, have you seen the HBO special?
I have not watched it yet.
Bro,
I've heard.
It is a hit job on Pete Rose. They make him look like he is the worst human being. Now, he's not the greatest guy in the world. I get it. But they make him look like the worst human being that ever lived. It is a one big negative shot at Pete Rose. Yeah, I was expecting. There's not enough baseball. There's too much about the gambling. There's too much about some of the other stuff that happened off the field with Rose. Yeah, they make him look like the worst guy that ever lived. So if you haven't seen this HBO special, I'm not telling you not to watch it, but. If you like Pete Rose, get ready for the hit job they do on Pete. And like I said, he's not the greatest guy in the world, but it's a joke. He's not in the Hall of Fame. It's a joke. He's the all-time hit leader. The only baseball, think about this. I love to bring this up, okay? Only baseball would not have the all-time hit leader, the all-time home run leader, the guy that won the most Cy, much as I hate him, the guy that won the most Cy Youngs ever, and Roger Clemens, who won 7, none of those guys are in the Hall of Fame. Only baseball. But, Bud Selig, who oversaw all of this, right, who looked the other way when McGuire and Sosa were going for the home run record in 1998 and baseball was coming back after they, you know, the lockout in 1994, no World Series and all of that, right? Bud Selig looked, they knew these guys were what they were doing. They let it go because it was good for baseball at the time. Everybody was excited about McGuire breaking, you know, who was going to break Maris's record and, you know, Sosa and all of that. And this guy is in the Hall. Bud Selig is in. And they put him in like, they couldn't get him in fast enough. What a disgrace. The Baseball Hall of Fame. It is a freaking disgrace.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.